Hello, faith-filled entrepreneurs. If you are looking to align your life and business biblically, grow your business in wisdom, and walk boldly in faith, you have come to the right place. Because we have the same goals, and we can walk this journey together. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, The Responsive Classroom, and Kleiber Investments. My goal is to walk boldly forward in faith towards a Holy Spirit-led vision in biblical wisdom. And I'd love for you to come along with me. We need faith leading business more than ever. So let's dive in. Hi, friends. I'm so glad to be back with you from our little break this summer. You know, as things do in business, when I started this podcast, I had one idea for its organization, but as it has rolled out, it just has looked a little different, which basically meant I had no organization. So we spent a little time remedying this. And what I came to realize was that this episode is actually our 100th unique episode. So naturally, we need to celebrate. So for the next 2 weeks in September, until the next episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur podcast goes live, you can grab our 21 Days to a Faith-Led Business absolutely free. So you get all 21 days immediately, but you'll also receive one devotion and prayer for your business in your inbox each day for 21 days. So head to thefaithfulentrepreneur.com or the show notes and grab that for free while you can, right? Okay, so moving forward, at least for a while, the focus of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur in general, as well as the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur podcast, is going to shift just a tad. I'll be talking through some other paths that God is guiding us through, but basically this platform will serve to just simply walk with you through the faith-filled entrepreneurship journey. This looks so differently to so many people. Apart from the monthly business strategy session in the Equipped membership, which will open up again in October, I'm going to take a step back from actually teaching on business and more or less walk with you through the journey. So for me currently, my entrepreneurship journey looks like dipping our toes into real estate investing, growing the responsive classroom, and creating a community based around Bible studies and biblical prayer for entrepreneurs with the faithful entrepreneur. For the podcast, this will look like 2 new episodes a month, still focused on faith in business, but more of the journey and less of business teaching. So I hope that makes sense. And then I'm going to spotlight episodes, kind of sprinkle that in that we've already recorded, because honestly, since I've taken some time to look back, we've had some really incredible guests and some value-packed episodes in our first 99. So let's dive into today's episode. One of the reasons, apart from needing to get the podcast organized, that we took a break from new episodes in July and August was that, as many of you know, following us on Instagram, my husband and I were completing our first flip house. And I just want to start by saying that I so appreciate the encouragement and love that I felt from so many of you on this journey. So I wanted to take this first episode to go through our journey and a few things that I've learned along the way. Hello, faith-filled entrepreneurs. I have exciting news for you. Our Equipped monthly membership is opening in October for only $5 a month. Yes, you heard correctly. You will get a weekly devotional, a weekly challenge focused on faith and business, a monthly pre-recorded business strategy session, additional business building modules, and a discount off of all of our other products and resources. So if you are ready to be equipped as a faith-filled entrepreneur, you can head over to thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com or go to the show notes and hop on our wait list. See you there. I want to start off by telling you how we got on this path. If you've been with me for a while, you know my primary business is the Responsive Classroom, where I contract with schools and school districts and train and coach teachers to be responsive in their instruction in classrooms, specifically with struggling students. I've been in education my whole adult life, and I really have a passion for this kind of work. And I'll tell you more about this journey in another episode, but in January of this year, during my 21 days of prayer and fasting that I do with my church every year, God clearly told me that I needed to take a step back from this. I cried, I prayed, and then I filed away the book I was writing, I packed up all my research books, and I took a step away. I still fulfilled the contracts I had, but I did zero marketing or content creation for 7 months for the Responsive Classroom. So backtrack about a year and a half ago, and I was at my first mastermind event with Jennifer Allwood. And one of the best things about being in a mastermind group like this is the people that you meet. So I met this amazing woman named Sarah White. I actually interviewed her in episode 72 for her business focused around hearing and being guided by the Holy Spirit. So I recommend you check that out. But she also does real estate investing. And we talked about it for a while I was there. And I basically told her I was interested in it one day, maybe like a 5-year plan, right? And she gave me the name of her mentor and suggested I just look into it. But I just felt like I had way too much on my plate at that time. So a few months later, I was actually doing a Jen Allwood course, The Better Way, which I highly recommend if you're wanting to make money online. You can DM me on Instagram for details on that. And Teresa Todd, my friend Sarah's mentor in real estate investing, was a guest speaker. So fast forward 5 or so months later to January 2023, and Teresa Todd had a digital real estate investing challenge. So I joined it. I told my husband I just wanted to gather information to see what we needed to do for the future, and I jumped into this challenge. Now, right before the challenge actually started was when God told me to take a step back from the Responsive Classroom, right? His timing is perfect because it was actually after I joined the challenge, but before it started. I know. So if you have done real estate investing, or if you are wondering, yes, there are about 1,000 steps to learn and go through. But God continued in his timing to have me cross paths with the right people, get the right information that I needed at the moment, and just hold my hand every step of the way. Now, I'm not going to go through every step of that right now, but if you are interested in real estate investing, feel free to DM me on Instagram, and I will be happy to get more information over to you because I know that a lot of people are thinking about it right now. So fast forward to the house we bought in this small town called Corsicana. Y'all, I just felt it. I looked at probably 8 houses before this one, and I just felt it. The house was leaning. The roof was coming off. There was a noticeable hill in the living room. And a sag in the ceiling. There was a 5-foot pile of trash in the backyard, and it was an hour away from my house that I live in, and I bought it. Now, also at that mastermind, I met another amazing woman who owns a general contracting business and has a crew of contractors that she trusts and who do amazing work. And she was so helpful to me going to the houses, helping me understand renovation a little better, being a sounding board. I bought this house fully expecting to have her serve as the general contractor, which means she arranges for and oversees all of the work being done, and me just sitting back and learning from her. But the house needed extensive foundation work and a brand new HVAC system and new electrical wiring and a brand new roof. And because her and her crew were stationed in North Dallas, almost an hour and a half away, bottom line was that I just couldn't afford her. So I was it. And I knew no one in Corsicana. So for the sake of time, I'm just going to list some of the ways that God has tangibly showed up on this journey. Okay, number one, my wholesaler, don't worry about vocab, basically the guy who found me the house, introduced me to a contractor who could help me with all of the big stuff. That contractor also found me an electrician. Okay, number two, that electrician ended up firing me. I asked too many questions. And the inspector for the city of Corsicana actually put me in touch with a wonderful local electrician who helped me in so many ways and who also connected me to my floor guy. Number three, The house next door to me was also one that had just been flipped when I bought this house, and the owners put me in touch with Kimberly. Kimberly is an incredible believer who knows a ton about houses, has a ministry for homeless people that we were able to bless by hiring several of them to do a lot of the work around the house. And she knew other contractors in the Corsicana area. She's also keeping an eye on the house for me right now while it's listed. Now, her and I have prayed for each other. We prayed for our families. We prayed for our work. And that relationship has just been a huge blessing. Okay, number four, Mr. Cecil. Mr. Cecil is the older neighbor next door. And after getting to know him, he took my son fishing on his boat. He gave us the best veggies out of his garden. He kept us stocked with homemade salsa, pickles, and pickled okra. Blessed us with cold water when we needed it. And I also had the opportunity to share my faith with a hurting man who just doesn't see how God can be good after the life he's had. So if you think about it, send a prayer for Mr. Cecil. So there are other stories of how God's hand has been so evident in our time and work in Corsicana. I mean, little things that actually are big things because they're just those God touches that showed me time and time again, even when I felt defeated, when I felt tired, it was just like he tapped me on the head and said, I'm still here. I've got you. Here we go, right? Because flipping this house was one of the hardest things I've ever done, mentally and physically. Several of my contractors are laughing now about how in over my head the house actually was. I was in Corsicana every week and for the past month, every day doing hard, sometimes tedious, dirty, not that fun work. I had contractors quit. I had contractors not show up. And it just felt at times like I had one new problem to solve after another. And over all of this, I had to continually fight the thoughts of, Jen, what the heck are you doing? You are in over your head. You're not qualified. You don't know what you're doing. You have zero background in this. You're putting thousands of miles on your new car. You're spending time away from your other businesses. You don't even like painting. You're not very good at it. And then on top of that, the what ifs. What if it doesn't pass inspection? What if you don't get a buyer? What if you go way over budget? What if? God has also constantly had to work on me about my relationship with money. This has been an area that at times I hold very tightly to. It definitely causes me the most amount of unnecessary stress because he is always faithful and always has been. And it's just the heaviest weight that I carry. And let me tell you, in real estate investing, you cannot have a scarcity mindset. You cannot be scared of money. You cannot be scared to spend money. So in the midst of all of these internal mindset struggles, there were several times when at the house working by myself that I just had to stop, take some deep breaths, turn up worship music, and thank God for the house and refocus. So he continually brought two verses to mind through this journey. And the journey isn't over, right? I'm still leaning on these truths. The first one is Psalm 139:5. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. And the second one is Deuteronomy 1:29-33. But I said to you, don't be shocked or afraid of them. The Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you just as you saw him do in Egypt. And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. Now he has brought you to this place, but even after all he did, you refuse to trust the Lord your God who goes before you, looking for the best places to camp, guiding you with a pillar of fire at night and a pillar of cloud by day. Okay, so I know that that one was a long one, but I want to read it again as I wrote it down for me in my prayer journal. So we never add or take away from the Bible, right? And we know that Deuteronomy is talking about the Israelites, but God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I want you to hear what I've written down. But I said to you, don't be shocked or afraid of the unknown. The Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you just as you saw him do in your other businesses. And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you've walked through other unknowns. just as a father cares for his child. Now he has brought you to this place, but even after all he did, you refuse to trust the Lord your God, who goes before you, guiding you with the Holy Spirit every step of the way. The part of this verse that just went through my mind over and over and over again, and as I said, it still is going through my mind, is now he has brought you to this place, and after all you have seen him do, why would you not trust him now? And even now, as the house is listed and worry tries to creep in from time to time, this truth rolls through my mind. So here's my question to you. What place has God brought you to? Does he want you to start something? Does he want you to walk away from something? And do you truly believe that if he has brought you to this place, he will provide abundantly out of his riches? If worry is creeping in, defeat it with truth, friend, and take that step forward in faith. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm glad we're back together on this podcast. I'm so thankful for this community. Remember, being a faithful entrepreneur and stepping fully into the purpose God has for you is a daily, intentional decision. So take advantage of our 100th episode celebration. Head to thefaithfulentrepreneur.com. Don't forget the word the, thefaithfulentrepreneur.com, and download 21 Days to a Faith-Led Business today. Blessings on your journey, friend.